I think that forgiveness as a collective happening can be achieved, but individual forgiveness of the people that were truly the victims of this war could be a little bit more difficult, and then we will need experts, we will need people helping us to achieve the individual and inner peace, reconciliation and forgiveness.
But not everyone wants to see a peaceful Colombia. The power of those who gain from the conflict is one of the biggest obstacles for peace, according to Betancourt.
The first obstacle, I would say, is the interest, the economic and social and political interests of those who have been harvesting in the war. Very influential people, very powerful people, very intelligent people that know how to sell the war as a best option. So including them, giving them food, to spiritual food and intellectual food and moral food too, in order for them to be comfortable with the idea of peace, that's something that we have to achieve. We have to be inclusive. I mean, inclusive is inclusive not only of the guerrilla, but inclusive of those in Colombia that do not want peace for whatever reason it is.
Betancourt means that Colombians need to feel that there are personal benefits in the peace process, and that the international community can play a great part in this.
I think it's a very important role, because Colombians need to feel rewarded and admired by the peace. It has to be a value that Colombians, that each individual, each Colombian, feel that it's his capital. And so, for example, it's important that it becomes easier for Colombians to travel, or that it becomes easier for Colombians to sell goods, or that it becomes easier for Colombians to study abroad. And all those opportunities that can be granted by the international community will also make the Colombians feel that they are gaining with the peace. It's not only something that you sign and others benefit from, but it's important that each Colombian feel that the benefit is individual and it's for each of us.